You know, one thing that we have in ministry, this is the last Sunday of 2021, and we're transitioning into a new year. And one of the things the Lord's just speaking to my heart about is Jesus always had a pattern of things. Amen? And sometimes we miss his patterns. You know, so many times in the body of Christ, we have a tendency to look at his 12 disciples and the one that forsook him and was replaced, but we miss the other workers. And the Bible says in in John 21, verse 25, if all the things that Jesus did were written, the world couldn't even hold the books. Okay? And we have a small picture in here, but God had 70. Before Jesus ever went anywhere, there was two men and women that aren't even written in the book that went before him. Amen? And the Bible says there's all kinds of things that took place. So that's kind of where I want to go today. And verse number one. And the word of God says, and after these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place whither he himself would come. Recognize that he sent two out in prayer and in his power before he ever came to the city. Amen. How many know that God's always preparing the way? Amen. God never calls you to something that he hasn't already prepared the way for. Hallelujah. So today I want to speak to you this morning about align for action. The three things I want to share is to appoint, to agree, and the act to access. The access to get into his holy of holies. Can we lift the word together? Are y'all with me? Are you ready to hear what the Lord has to say? Are you ready to do what the Lord has to say? So let's make a declaration. Say, I believe. This is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. Lord, speak to me. I'm listening. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Lord, for choosing me in Jesus' name. Father, we're so grateful for your word. We're grateful that you sent it here to accomplish something in every heart and every life of every individual that's gathered here today. I pray, Father God, that you speak to me today. May the words that proceed out of my mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer, Father God. And may everything be accomplished which you sent this word to do today. And we'll never cease to give you praise in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Now, he says he appointed 70. So one thing I want to say to you is to appoint. One of the misconceptions in the body of Christ is there's a group of leaders or a group of people in ministry that have leadership parts. And sometimes the adversary wants others to feel that they don't have value and they don't have worth. And God wants you to understand that everybody is of equal value and of equal worth. No matter what position you're in and what God has placed you to do, your part is just as important as someone else. Someone might be in the highlights and somebody might be in the forefront, but you might be in the background, but the forefront can't happen without the background. The background can't happen without the forefront. And the truth of the matter is we need one another. So the first thing Jesus did is he appointed 70. Amen? That's kind of an interesting number. So to appoint, look with me in 2 Corinthians chapter 3. 2 Corinthians 3, verse number 5. The Apostle Paul says, not that we, in verse number five, not that we were sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God, who have made us able ministers of the New Testament. Hey, sugar. I just saw you. Able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. Recognize that God has called us to be ministers of life. Amen. How many know there's enough death going on in this world today? How many know there's enough talk about death? How many know there's enough talk about sickness, about disease? Amen. God's come to brought us and called us to be ministers of life. Amen. When we walk in the room, Jesus walks in the room and there's life that enters. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm thankful for the Zoe life of God. The Zoe life, the abundant life. Amen. God says, hey, he's made you able ministers by how? By the Spirit of God. In other words, if we're trying to do it in our own strength and own power, guess what? We're going to fall short. We're not going to make it. Amen. But I can say I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength, right? So in the second letter, again, in verse number four, the Apostle Paul goes on and reminds them in verse number one. He says, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we've received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by the manifestation of the truth, committing ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world, the little g, have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. We're not only ministers of life, but we're ministers of light. The Bible says, walk in the light as he is in the light and have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ will cleanse us from all of our sin. But the Apostle Paul didn't stop there. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8, excuse me, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 18. And all things are of God, who have reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and have given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and have committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God, for he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. In other words, now all of a sudden we're ministers of life, because we're ministers in the light, because we're ministers of God's love. I don't know about you, but I'm grateful for the love of God. Amen. Such love, such wondrous love that God would love a sinner such as I. Such wondrous love like that. Amen. In other words, if we truly get revelation and understanding that we're vessels for his glory and for his honor, that he's appointed you and I for a time such as now. Pinch yourself right now. Did you feel it? Do you feel it? If you feel it, you're alive in purpose for a time such as now. If you don't feel it, let me pray for you and we'll raise you from the dead. Hello? Hello? You say, well, I've spent my time, I've done my... No, you haven't. As long as there's breath in your lungs, God isn't done with you yet. Amen? Amen? I think we're living in a time when it's really time for the church to arise. Amen? You know what the world's looking for? They're looking for the church. And this isn't the time for the church to go into hiding. This is the time for the church to take back. You know, I truly believe that we're the answer to the world right now. We have every answer that's needed. His name is Jesus. Amen. I don't know about you, but I know that God's using the things that the enemy meant for evil, and he's going to turn and use them for his glory. Amen. Are you with me? So he appointed the 70, and it's kind of interesting. And he sent them two by two. And one of the things the Lord was speaking to my heart about is to agree. To agree. You know, one of the things you're looking at, the greatest thing that we have, one of the greatest things we have of many, we have men and women and husband and wife to come into agreement, to stand in agreement with one another. The two become one. There's a powerful agreement there. But at the same time, God wants us to agree. And if I get five or six people in a circle, sometimes it's difficult for me to come in an agreement with them. Because in some way or some form or some shape, they have a disagreement. But God says when two come together, two can agree. Amen? And Jesus gave us the example in Matthew 18. So in Matthew 18, verse number 18, this is what Jesus said to agree. He said, "Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And again, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven." The power of agreement. Jesus didn't send them by threes. Jesus sent them by twos. The power of agreement. Now he said, in the next verse, he said this, "For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I'm in the midst of them." There's two in agreement, and whoever you're witnessing to is those other parties. Amen? Amen. I tell you what, if we come into agreement on some things, we can take back some things the enemy has stolen. Amen. And one of the things the enemy is trying to steal is not only the nation, but it's trying to destroy the body of Christ. It's trying to divide the body of Christ. You know, there's an old statement that says, united we stand, divided we fall. There's an old saying, when we're coming into agreement, it says, two's company and three's a crowd. Hello? In other words, what the Lord is speaking to me about is we're going to reach this city and this nation and this world with the saving love of Jesus Christ, and we're doing it by twos. Jesus shared with us and showed us in his word how effective it was because the two went out first. Amen. And guess what? Signs and wonders followed the two. In my name, they cast out devils. They spoke with new tongues. They took up serpents and they drank any deadly thing that didn't harm. They laid hands on the sick and they recovered. Amen. Are you with me? So with this in mind, this thought in Ephesians chapter 4, to agree. Sometimes we have a problem with agreement. Sometimes we can't even agree what to watch on TV. All right? Amen. So we allow the word to lead us. And the Apostle Paul says this in Ephesians 4:1. He says, "I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and the Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ." Amen. So Jesus gave us his word in John chapter 15. Jesus said simply this, and we're coming into agree. The Spirit of God appoints, and it's important that as the Spirit of God appoints that we agree. Jesus said in verse 7, he said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall you be my disciples. Amen. Recognize that the two that went out, the 70 that went out, two by two, were his disciples also. Were ministers of the gospel. They may not have been written in the books, the acts and the deeds that they did, but they were busy for the Father's business. And so many times, God wants us to know, you might not be in the forefront in some of the things that are taking place, but if you're a prayer warrior, you're an undergirder, you're a supporter, you're a word speaker, God says it's your part. Everybody has a part. And it's important that everyone has a part, but we need everybody's part. Amen. If we want to operate and function the way God called us to, we're all working together for the good. We're working together for the kingdom of God. We're working together because God has appointed us to agree. Amen. And thirdly, he said, when we are to appoint, we've been appointed to come into agreement. And when we come into agreement, we get access to heaven. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm grateful that we serve a God that has an open heaven. The veil has been torn from top to bottom because of the cross of Calvary. And we have the opportunity to go right into the Holy of Holies, right into the presence of God. He's given us open access. So the Apostle Paul would say with this access in Romans chapter 5. Romans 5. He said, therefore, being justified by faith, verse number 1, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. You know, one of the things that I'm thankful for is vision. And when God gives you a vision, he said, write the vision, for in the time it will come, it will surely come. Though it tarry, wait for it. Amen. And when God gives you a vision and he showed you something, amen, even though it's not looking that way, you're able to look past what you're facing for the promise that God has showed you for the future. Amen. And if you've been reading your Bible, if you read the end of the book, you recognize there's a holy war taking place in the world before Jesus returns. Amen. And we're part of that holy war. And we are in the last days. Amen. We are ushering in Jesus' return. Amen. Because everything that's taking place in our nation was prophesied in God's word. It may not have come the way we thought it would, but it surely is here. Amen. It surely is here. So Jesus is standing at the door and he's knocking. And he said, whosoever hears my voice and opens the door, I'm coming in. Amen. He wants not only to come into our hearts and lives, he wants to come in the very atmosphere which we occupy. Recognize who we are, that no matter where we go, we carry the presence of God. And in his presence, there's fullness of joy, joy unspeakable and the fullness of glory. When everybody's moaning and groaning and they see something different about you, they want some of it. I don't know about you, but there's a lot of people in the world that want some joy right now. And they can't find joy and no place. There's no place to find it but in him. There's no greater joy than in Christ Jesus. Come on. Smile at your neighbor and say, God loves you. God has a plan and purpose in your life. He's called you and he's anointed you for a time such as now. He's appointed you to come in agreement with open access to heaven. You know, the Apostle Paul says in Ephesians chapter 2, the Word of God says in verse 17, it says, and he came and came and preached peace to you, which were far off, and to them that were near or nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and the household of God. When I was looking at that, the Apostle Paul says in Ephesians chapter 3, he says this. He says, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world have been hidden God who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Amen. So what is the Lord saying to us today? Just like the 70 that God has, we've been appointed to come into agreement, to come in agreement to have access to heaven. In behalf of what? In behalf of earth. Amen. We're not finished yet. We got work to do. Amen. So in closing, God wants to affirm something in us today. In Titus chapter 3, verse number 8, the Apostle Paul, he's writing to his student, Titus 3, verse number 8. He says, this is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. You know, the Bible says, Jesus put it like this, it says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give your Father in heaven all the glory. What is he saying to us? Just like those 70, the Lord appointed them. Just come into agreement. And with this agreement, he gave them an open heaven, access to heaven. But he affirmed them with signs and wonders that were followed. And you might not be called to be an apostle or a prophet, an evangelist, a pastor or a teacher. But you're all called to be a man or woman of God. And who God has called, he has chosen and set apart for himself, for his kingdom and for his glory. What did Jesus say to affirm? But without with the affirmation, there comes the application to apply. And Jesus said, in Luke chapter 10, verse number 2, what did he say? The harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send laborers into his harvest. And the Lord has spoken to my heart. On Friday, January the 14th at 6:45, we're having an evangelism seminar here that's not only just for this church, but it's going to be churches from around the valley. And God's speaking to my heart about mobilizing the church. Time for us to go and take back what the enemy has stolen. Not only take it back, but he's stolen from the church, but he's stolen from our families. Amen. God's getting ready to raise up an army to take back what belongs to him. And I encourage you, it's on Friday night at 6:45 on the 14th. If you have children, get a center. God's got something he wants to instill into the adults. Amen. He's got a plan and a purpose. Amen. And God isn't going to waste anything. Amen. I really believe that time is collapsing. I really believe that things are happening. I don't know about you, but I don't know where 2021 went. It seemed like it just started the other day. And we're getting ready to step into 2022. Amen. Amen. What God is saying to you and I is God has a purpose and a plan in every life. Amen. And you're called for a time as such as now. And all God is saying is, will you answer the call? Will you answer the call? In other words, don't ever think this, well, I can't do this or I can't do that, because you made it about you. And when you make it about you, God can't use you. But when you say, not my will, Lord, but your will be done, I'm a vessel for your glory, I'm a vessel for your honor, use me for your praise and honor, Lord. Then all of a sudden, God can move through you in a way that you never even thought you could even imagine. In other words, when we get to that place where we think, well, I'm not able or capable of doing this, again, it's all about you and not about him. Amen. I don't know about you, but I read the end of the book. And I read the end of the book and we win. Amen. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Have you read the end of the book? We win. Hallelujah. If we won, no matter what it looks like, we have victory. So can we just all stand together? Come on. Come on. Come on. God wants us to get us a little excited about Jesus. Can we get a little excited about Jesus? How many got excited about a present you got yesterday? Amen? Amen? How about getting excited about the greatest gift that you've ever been given? Hallelujah. How about getting excited about Jesus Christ in him? Can we give him some praise and glory? Hallelujah! Lord, praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now let's lift our hands to heaven. Father, you see every man, woman, and child in this room, Father God. And I thank you, Lord, the call of God is irrevocable. It does not change. Father God, you called each and every one of us for a time such as now. So, Father, I pray, Father God, may God arise in us and may the enemy be scattered in Jesus' name. Father God, as you've afforded us opportunity, Father God, that you have appointed us for a time such as now, we're coming into agreement together as a body, Father God, that we're going to access heaven apart for earth, Father God. We're going to affirm your word and apply it to our hearts and lives and be so that you'll be magnified and glorified through all that we do. And Father, right now, listen to me, church. Say, Lord, I cast all my cares, all my burdens upon you, for I know that you care for me. Lift them off of me, Lord. I cannot bear them. I release them to you that I may walk in the liberty and the freedom that you purchased for me. Sickness, you have no place in my body. I command you, leave it in Jesus' name. I declare my body, my mind, my soul, my spirit strengthened in God's power and his might, and will never cease to give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.